When the story first came out, I didn't know him at all. So, or I mean, I knew of him, like I said, from Twitter, but I didn't have any, you know, personal dealings with him. So I just laughed at it, made fun of it, laughs like, oh, this guy got out of there, whatever. and then later on, after I got out of jail, quite frankly, and the show took off and all that, you know, he was still around and some people were like, hey, you should get him on the show. And I talked to him. And he was nice enough. And, you know, I had no problems with him. He told me this stuff wasn't true. He also told me some other stuff about why he wouldn't talk about it, alluding to kids and stuff, which I should, you know, somebody tried to tell me that I made that up, that I lied about that. I mean, that's what he told me. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what he told me, I swear. And I've been trying to yes,
I was told that if Mike Enoch has so many allergies that if he had a kid, the kid would literally be the boy in the bubble.
Well, that's what I was told given as a reason why he couldn't speak on it in depth. And then I told that to somebody, I think I said it on air. And then Dingo went at me and was like, oh, you're making that up. Da, 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 da. And I was like, well, no, I'm not. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. Or else he does have kids, like he said, because that's what he told me. Now, again, at the time, I'm like, well, this guy's telling me, you know, he can't go into it because, and believe me, I know all about it now. he can't go into it because he's got custody stuff and these people are lying about him. Like, I have no reason, you know, I'm like, whatever. Okay. Yeah. He's telling the truth. Whatever. He's cool. He's nice to me. I have no reason to fuck with him. But, you know, the more you look into it and then I hear these clips,